You ready for this connect?
Go, kid.
You ready for this connect, my man?
Yo. Yeah, nigga, what's the deal?
Yo, he said 200 for an ounce.
200 for an ounce? That sounds kind of cheap.
This guy was all serious and stuff. He was like, yo.
Where you from?
Where you from? The business, everything.
Nah, man, I don't trust this, man. I don't trust this, man. This is 200's too cheap. Cheaper than Colombians and Dominicans, man.
Nah, yo, I trust him. He doesn't lie. That's what he said. Yo, but we got this, though. We got this. We got this.
Where you from?
Washington Heights. He said he's all serious.
I don't know about this kid, man. I don't trust him.
Yo, okay, so if we got this connect, we're going to be ballers. Nah, I got this.
Nah, yo, I can't be living like this.
Yo, if you pop it out, yo, man. If you fighting, it's over. Stop. It's over.
Nah, man, I got to.
So, are you going to leave on me like that? Nah, yo, just
nah,
trust
man,
me on this.
Nah,
yo,
nah,
you know I don't fuck
gotta
like
go,
that.
I got to go, man.
Yo, why are you leaving
it's
on me like
it's cool
I thought you. We were in this together.
Come with me, man.
Yo, I ain't come with you. Yo, get out of here. I got all that dope for myself. Come on, leave me, leave. I don't give a crap.
Yo, come with me, man.
Yo, get out of here.
Come. All right, thanks. Peace, kid.
Peace, yo. Get out of here. Do your own.
Hope you have a good life.
Yeah, I will. You're gonna like it.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. How's it going, brother?
Alhamdulillah, fine. How's everything for you?
It's fine. Alhamdulillah. I'm sorry to bother you. Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Isha time, you know where the nearest masjid is, sir?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you right now. Just go down the trail and go to the gate. When you get to the gate, just take a left, and then we'll take a right and go down two blocks. You want to go? Let's go. You know what? In fact, I'm going there right now. You want to come with me?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go. Let's Inshallah, go. It's time for Isha. I was going there right now.
My boy left out on me, yo. I can't believe this. Yo, what up, my man?
Yo, what up, man? Yo.
Bounced on me.
Yo. Yo, run his pockets. Run his pockets real quick.
The hell you checking me for, man? Chill with that. Are you checking me like that? Chill with the fitted at least, yo. Chill with that.
You good?
Yeah, he's good.
Yo, you got the dope?
Yeah, I got the dope. You got the stuff?
Yeah, I got the stuff. Show me the dough, nigga.
Yo, I got the dough. Relax. Let me see the stuff first.
Yo, I got the stuff, yo.
Alright, here.
Hey,
my man, where the stuff at?
Yo, it's right here.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود
ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه وتعالى ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، إخواني وأخواتي في الله، the topic is a strange topic and the topic is the strangers. And when the brother actually called me last month and he said, can you come and speak about the strangers? And I felt, and I was thinking about the topic, and say, I feel really a stranger in this country. Even if we are almost 10 million Muslims in America, but we are strangers, especially when you travel. You know, I travel almost every weekend, and sometimes in the airport I feel myself as the most stranger person in the airport, because I have to go through many, many procedures just to take my card and to enter the airplane. But I want to just share a hadith with you first before I proceed, and that is Sulaiman alayhi salam. Ruya and Sulaiman, the son of Dawood, the son of David alayhi salam, he was passing with his army, the people, the human being in the right side, and the jinn in the left side, and the birds make like a shade in the top of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. And when he was walking, and some of the monks, the people, the worshippers, and he said, Wallahi, يا ابن داود وصن الدين لقد أعطاك الله ملكا عظيما. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a great kingdom. He's a king. فسمع سليمان Prophet Sulaiman عليه السلام, he heard the statement. فعاد إلى الرجل, he went back to that man. And he told him, لتسبيحة في صحيفة مؤمن خير مما أعطي ابن داود. The tasbih, just we say subhanallah, the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ابن داود, the son of David. Why? قال فإن التسبيح فإن ما أعطي ابن داود يذهب. But Allah سبحانه وتعالى had given the son of David will be gone. ولكن التسبيحة تبقى. But that تسبيحة, you see, subhanAllah, that remain in the storage. Remain in that storage for you. In the day of judgment, you're not going to find your kingdom, you whatever you own, but you're gonna find that tasbih worship. Of course, all of us, my dear brothers and sisters, when we speak about the strangers, we remember the hadith at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, لَقَدْ بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. Everybody always remember the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Islam starts as a stranger. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam among who? Among the people worshipping idols. All the idol worshippers. 360 idols. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. He's a stranger. When he gathered the people in the Safa, he calling the people, come. And he said to the people, what do you think about me? See, you are a truthful person. And he said, if I tell you there is an army coming behind that valley, you won't believe me. Would you believe me? And he said, مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ كَذِبًا. Of course, indeed, we believe you. And he said, say it. Say, لا إله إلا الله. You will be the leaders for Arab or non-Arab. Look at that. Abu Lahab. قال تبا لك يا محمد ألهذا جمعتنا. See, he cursed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For this reason, you just join or gathering us. أجعل الآلهة إلها واحدة. Make all those gods only one god. Strange. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, strange among those people. And that's why the Islam start as a stranger. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam قال وسيعود كما بدأ غريبا. And the Islam will also come back as a stranger. But he gives a good news. A good news. What is the news? قَالَ فَطُوبَ لِلْغَرَبَى. See, glad tidings. The Jannah, the paradise. Al-Firdaus al-A'la. May Allah make all of us in Al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. See, فَطُوبَ. This Tuba, that special place in Al-Firdaus al-A'la for the strangers. May Allah make us among those strangers. Ameen. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a Tuba. He wanna just give us. Not in the time of the Prophet, because they're not strangers when they open in Medina, when they take in Medina and they come in Muslims all over the Arabian Peninsula and the surrounding area. They are not a stranger anymore. But they start as a stranger and he give us the news. But the Islam will come back as a stranger. The Islam will come back just like a stranger. But don't feel bad. You should feel happy because you are among those strangers. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, we have two types of ghurba. To feel a stranger or strangest. Ghurba, sometimes you are in America, ruled by non-Muslim country, as you know, and we live among them, and sometimes we have to live among them, then we feel strangers. If you work in a company, for example, and you want to pray Dhuhr or Asr, and it's happened to many people, if you are in the position of sujood, they will, and someone comes, what happened to you? Are you okay? But you are a stranger, you know why? Because you are praying. You are in the position of sujood. I was in Miami airport a few years ago, and I was praying, and in sujood, you know, I sit in the tashahud, in tahiyyat, and then when I say, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum, I found a lot of feet around me. And people around, what's going on? Say, do you have an ID, sir? Say, yeah, I have two IDs. Become a stranger. The people look at you, stranger. That means this kind of stranger, we feel a stranger when you are among people does not believe in your religion, in your deen, in the way you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes, another kind of stranger, when you are between the Muslims, between the believers, Muslims just like you, but you feel sometimes because you are following the Quran and the Sunnah. You are reading five times a prayer every day. Some people, they go to the masjid every day. What's wrong with you? Are you okay? If you feel a stranger. It's happened to many people. If someone has a beard and he's young, look at the Taimur and the Bilal and say, young. Say, you're young.
So?
Young. I have to have a beard. So you feel a stranger. So my dear brothers and sisters, when you feel a stranger, that means you are in the right path. I want to say something. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Ibn Umar, and this is a very famous hadith in al-Bukhari and Muslim. قال يا ابن عمر كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. Oh, son of Umar, be in this life, in this dunya, just like a stranger. Why? Like a stranger. Because my dear brothers and my dear sisters, this dunya, this life is a prison for us. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dunya sijn al-mu'min." This life, this dunya, is a prison for the believers. Why is a prison? Because that prevents you to be in the Jannah yet. It prevents you to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are here, worship. Why you are sitting here? You choose to be here, right or not? You choose by your own choice. And I just heard someone selling ticket to be here. I am not involved with that. But it is some people, they pay. They said, listen, that you, this is your choice. To feel a stranger for some people. Why, this is a concert? We pay for the concert, not for the lecture. Is that you feel a stranger. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called "Dunya sijn al-mu'min," is a prison for believers. But you know what? Jannah for none, for disbelievers. It's a paradise. Why? Because they can do whatever they want now. For us, many things we cannot do. Pork, we cannot eat pork. Zina, we cannot make zina. Drinking alcohol, we cannot drink. All this preventing us. Why? Because you know what? You are longing for Jannah. You are longing for Jannah. You belong to the Jannah. Why I belong to the Jannah? Yes, I have to go back home. Home, when Adam alayhi salam came from the Jannah, I have to go back to the Jannah. This is my homeland. Not Palestine, not Pakistan, not Afghanistan, not Egypt. No, my homeland, it is there. Is the Firdaus al-A'la. May Allah make us, all of us, to go to the Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Ibn Umar, kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharib. Ay gharib, be a stranger in this dunya. Or crossing by. Aw abira sabil, just leaving this dunya to the dunya, to the afterlife. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. You prefer this life? But you know what? That life is everlasting. Never end. Never end. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, this dunya is a temporary, very short period of life. You live and you leave. Listen to this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ata Jibreel alayhi salam. He came to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh, as you know, in the hadith, he lived more than 1,000 years. In a matter of da'wah, alfa sanatin illa khamsina ama. In a matter of da'wah only, 950 years. But Nuh, he lived more than 1,000 years. Jibreel came to Nuh. قَالَ يَا أَطْوَلَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ عُمْرًا كَيْفَ وَجَبْتَ الدُّنْيَا. Oh Prophet, you have the longest life, the longer life. How you find this life, this dunya? قَالَ وَجَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا كَدَارٍ لَهَا بَابًا. I found this life, this dunya, like home house with two doors. I enter from one door and I exit from the second door. This is the dunya? Yes. With all those problems, these problems in our lives, trials and tribulations and fitan, yes. Then we are leaving this dunya with good deeds and good a'mal. If you want to be happy in this life, what is the happiness? The happiness, all of us looking for happiness, all of us searching to be happy. As-sa'idu fi dunya, the happy person in this dunya, in this life, man taraka ad-dunya qabla an tatrukahu ad-dunya. The one, he leave the dunya behind him, discard the dunya behind him, before the dunya will leave him. Sooner or later, the dunya will leave us. As-sa'idu fi dunya man bana qabrahu qabla an yaskuna. The happy person in this life, in this dunya, the one, he built his grave with good deeds and good a'mal before you live inside the grave. السعيد في الدنيا, the happy person in the dunya, من أرضى خالقه قبل أن يبقاه, the one he pleases his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the happiness. This is the criteria of happiness. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, ألهاكم التكاثر, ألهاكم التكاثر. Material life, worldly things, make you busy, busy, busy. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يقول ابن آدم, the son of Adam will say, مالي مالي, my wealth, and my wealth, the son of Adam will say, my wealth. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَهَلْ لَكَ مِنْ مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ. What do you have from your wealth? What you eat, and sooner or later you release it. أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ. You wore the clothes, and this clothes will be decomposed. أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَبْقَيْتَ. Or you give sadaqa, or a charity, or a good a'mal, or good deeds, and that is remain. That deed, it remain there, my dear brothers and sisters. So what we have? Our deed. And we're going to find it in the grave. You're going to find those good deeds inside the grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the grave part of the Jannah for all of us. Ameen. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man asbaha wa dunya akbar hammu. Whoever wakes up in the morning, whoever wakes up in the morning, and this life, this dunya, the most concerned. Some people, they wake up just looking, what are we going to do today? It's not a problem. You have to work. You have to work, and you must be rich, because we need your money as a Muslims. We must. It's not a fundraising here. But, but my dear brothers and my dear sisters, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, من أصبح والدنيا أكبر همه فليس من الله من شيء. Allah does not want you to be worried about the dunya. The most, if you put the dunya, the ultimate concern, the ultimate worries, Allah doesn't need that. But you know what? Whoever wakes up like this, Allah put in his heart, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, four bad characteristics. And if you have one of these things, you have to take it out of your heart. Away, be away from it. Number one characters, may Allah protect us. هَمَّنْ لَا يَنْقَطِعُ عَنْهُ أَبَدًا. Worries. Worry, always worry, and never cut off. Never stop thinking and worry about tomorrow. My dear brothers and sisters, when you were inside the womb of your mother, who took care of you? Who took care of you? Or maybe your mother? No, believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One source of food, not even from your mouth, from your belly button. Why is it not? And when you're born, this milk in the breast of your mother, Allah sent it. And now, you eat and drink and do whatever you want. Allah take care of you. Allah is the provider, so don't worry about tomorrow. If I live now, don't worry about after tomorrow or tomorrow. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide you and provide your kids, don't worry about your kids. Allah is the best provider. Believe me. My dear brother and sister, number one, hum and worry, always worry. This world will never stop. Number two, وَشُغْلًا لَا يَتَفَرَّغُ مِنْهُ أَبَدًا. شغل, work and work and work, never end. You, that person always have unfinished business. I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this. And always sleep and dream and nightmares about tomorrow. Hey, leave it for Allah. Allah will take care of you. Number three, وَفَقْرًا لَا يَبْلُغُ غِنَاهُ أَبَدًا. Poverty. Always that person poor and never feel that he is rich. Astaghfirullah. And number four, وَأَمَلًا لَا يَبْلُغُ مُنْتَهَاهُ أَبَدًا. An amal, hope to be a millionaire, hope to be this or that. That hope never be satisfied. The person never have feel this kind of satisfaction. Yes, may Allah protect us from that. If any of this in your heart, you have to make sure to take it away. To take it away. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, eat from any tree you want. Any food you want, except that tree. You know, for now in our life, everything halal. Everything halal except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, it's haram. You know, when we read in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about most likely what is haram, don't eat, but the rest you eat. Look at Surah Al-Ma'idah in the tab. In the top, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالدَّمُ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ وَالْمُنْخَنِقَةُ وَالْمَوْقُوذَةُ وَالْمُطَرَدُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just referred to what is haram. But you know what? Other than that, you eat anything you want. But Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, eat anything, do whatever you want except that tree. Don't touch it. Don't eat from it. You know what? Of course, you know the story, what happened. Adam, he ate from the tree. When he ate from the tree, his awrah exposed. And him, and then he started to cover it. But you know, when he ate from the tree, his stomach also started to move. He became like earthy man, not like a Jannah man. See that? And then, when his stomach started to move, he have to go to the restroom, just like a human, normal human being now. And he start to go around the Jannah. Where he gonna just empty what is in his stomach, relieve himself. He didn't know where to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a malak, an angel to Adam alayhi salam. اذهب واسأله. Go and ask him. What are you looking for? قال, I'm looking for to release what is in my stomach. Adha. I wonder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to that malak, to that angel, and he said to him, tell him, قل له في أي مكان تريد أن تضع. Where you want to relieve yourself? أعلى الفرش, in the top of the couches, أم على السرر, or in the bed, on the in your beds, or أم على الأنهار, next to the rivers, أم تحت ظلال الأشجار, or under the shade of the trees. Do you think هل هناك مكان يصلح لذلك? There is any place in the Jannah good for this? No, of course not. قال اهبط إلى الدنيا. Go to this dunya. Go to the earth. And relieve what is in your stomach. My Sheikh, may Allah give him rahmah, he used to tell me because that he sent him to the earth to relieve himself. The first things Adam did, he relieved himself. That's why the dunya is a big bathroom. That he used to tell me. Yeah, subhanAllah. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, قال من جمع فيه ستة خصال. Whoever have six good characteristics, that person seeking for Jannah, seeking to be in the Jannah, and he running away from the fire. So let's see what Ali said radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to absorb it, to learn it, to practice it in our life. Number one, قال من عرف الله وأطاعه. Whoever know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me ask you a question, my dear brothers and sisters, and I want you to raise your hand. Who love Allah here? If you love Allah, raise your hand. Seriously, I am serious here. All of you except one? All of you, I guarantee all of you are going to raise your hands. But let me ask you a question. How many of you understand, not memorizing the names and attributes, how many of us understand and absorbs the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't raise your hand. I want you to think about what I say. Not Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, al-Malik al-Quddus, al-Salam, al-Mu'min. Good. But I said, say, not that. I want you to understand it. That's why, if you said, if you know Allah, if you know first ma'rifah, then definitely you're going to love Him. If you love Him, definitely you're going to follow the steps and the orders and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three things I want you to remember all the time. Ma'rifah, number one, knowing Allah. And then hubb, love. Of course, if you know what is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim and Ar-Rabb, those things make you feel so good. Make you feel so good. That's why you will love Him. If you love Him really, then you follow Allah, the command of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's number one. If you have one of those six things, number one, ma'rifa, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, wa'arif al-shaytan fa'asah. If you know shaitan, and what is the purpose, what is the mission of the shaitan, and you disobey him. If you disobey him, that means you are at the right path. By the way, shaitan work with Muslims more than anybody else. Truly, work with the Muslims more than anybody. Why? Because the shaitan, his mission to deceive you. To deceive you. To take you away from the masjid, from the salah, from the ibadah, from the worship. This is the mission of the shaitan. So it is in your hand to win or to lose. It is in your hand. So you have to know who is your enemy. Is the shaitan. Then you have to disobey him. Number three. وَعَرِفَ الْحَقِّ فَاتَّبَعَ. And the one he knows the truth. And you follow the truth. What is الحق? The truth. The Quran. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know it. You have to follow it. You cannot say, I take some ayat and leave some ayat. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in some ayat and disbelieve in some ayat? No. I know the truth. And I follow the truth. Number four. وعرف الباطل فاتقه. The one he know the falsehood, the haram, the evil, and you be away from that haram and this evil. Number five. وعرف الدنيا فرفضها. And he know the dunya. When the dunya, the mission of the dunya, they deceive you, take you away. The beauty of the dunya, the decoration of this dunya, attracting the people to do bad things and haram things and more, and you refuse that. Number five, six, and the last one. وعرف الآخرة فطلبها. You know the Akhirah and the Jannah and the Firdaus al-A'la, and you know the hellfire, of course, but you know the Jannah, you're seeking for the Jannah, Firdaus al-A'la, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Prophets, all the prophets, and you are in the middle of them. You love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, I love him. Now you see him. You love the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Of course, I love him. Now you see him. You love the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Yes. Now you see him. You are with him. You sit with him. If you know that, you have to work hard for that. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters. That's why. كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب. I am a stranger here. In fact, I am in a test, in an exam. I'm having my test. Hard, I'm telling you. It's hard test because you are a stranger. You are gharib. If you are a stranger, you always work hard. And always the stranger rejected, by the way. Of course. If you are following the Quran and the Sunnah very strongly, even some Muslims, they say, why like this? Why? Because I'm a stranger. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the dunya. Ma fi dunya fi al-akhirah. But the example, the simulation of the dunya and the akhirah. The dunya and the akhirah. Just like someone, he put his finger in the ocean. He's put finger in the ocean and look at your finger. That wet finger is the dunya and the ocean is the akhirah. By the way, the ocean, always the water in the ocean increase from the fresh water to the salt water. That means when you put your finger, you're not going to decrease the ocean. You're not going to decrease it. In fact, it's always increasing. So that wet finger is your dunya, your life. See how much is short? That's why Jibreel alayhi salam came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ عِشْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Live as long as you want, you will die. وَحْبِبْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُ. And love anyone you want to love, you will leave that person sooner or later. And it's happened. وَعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِيٌ بِهِ. And do whatever you want, you'll get the rewards for that. You have to know, my dear brothers and sisters, this dunya is running very fast. The dunya is running very fast. You think it's stable, going slowly, but believe it or not, it's very fast. So you have to work very hard to reach that. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says here, he mentioned hadith that Isa alayhi salam said, مثل طالب الدنيا, the one he's seeking for the dunya, only for the dunya, for this life, materialistic life, just like someone drinking from the salt ocean. Salinity ocean, by the way, as much as you drink, you get more thirsty and more thirsty. The one he's singing for dunya, he drink from that, just like drinking from the salt ocean. You drink until that salt ocean will kill you. The dunya will kill the person. That's why ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he was hungry and thirsty, and they found water. They found water. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sahaba around, and they start to drink from the water. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wallahi, latas'alunna an dhalik. Allah will ask you about this sip of water. Even sip of water, you're going to be asked this. Allah will ask you about it. Are you ready? Are you ready to answer?
Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says another surah, Surah Al-Ahzab. وَلَا يَسْأَلَ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صِدْقِهِمْ. Ya Allah, He will ask the truthful, the believers, why you are truthful. Why you are a believer? Are you ready for the answer? It is in your hand. That's why today afternoon lecture I said it's your choice to be a Muslim. Your choice to say La ilaha illallah. Of course, Allah give you the hidayah. Say Alhamdulillah is the greatest hidayah. Wallahi, the best hidayah, the best things that Allah has given us, we are Muslims. We are Muslims. That means inshallah, if we die like this, we're going to be in the Jannah, inshallah, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Fear Allah, the true fear of Allah. Not only I fear Allah and you do whatever you want. No. No, my dear brothers and sisters. I want you to always remember Surah Qaf, ayah number 16, if I am not mistaken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان. We create mankind. And we know what his own self whispers to him. Ya Allah. That means there is no secret in my life. Think about it. In fact, the Imam just asked me about tomorrow morning. And we'll discuss this tomorrow morning, inshallah. Surah Qaf. Inshallah, after Fajr Salah, inshallah. My dear brothers and sisters, will proceed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, مالي ولي الدنيا. What I want from this life? What I want from this dunya? ما أنا في الدنيا إلا غريب. I am in this dunya only غريب. غريب. Another hadith. أو كراكب استظل تحت شجرة. Or a rider or a traveler, he saw a tree, he sit under the shade of the tree, resume under the shade of the tree, and he proceed. You know how long you're going to stay under there? Maybe you sleep 1 hour, 2 hours, and then what? You have to proceed your life. You have to go your destination. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters. Ghurba. Some people, they feel strange after what happened in September 11th. Because their name Muhammad or Ahmed, they change. Some people change their names. Right? You know that. Change their names. By the way, you have no right to change your name the name that Allah, that your father gave to you. Unless if your name is haram, you can change it. Otherwise, you have no right. The woman, some sister, they get married and they change their names under their husband's names. Islamically, is not correct. She should not change her name. Whatever her father's name, he give it to her, and the last name, that's what she should carry, not his last name. But you feel strange after what happened. You feel very strange. And I don't blame you, my dear brothers and sisters. I really don't blame you. But you know what? When you are a stranger, that means you are in the right path. So be a stranger. Be a stranger. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, but there is a big difference between the estrangement, to be a stranger now and that time, the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what is the difference between this stranger here and the stranger in that time? The quality of the stranger. The quality of the stranger is the only difference. There is time. You feel stranger. And they feel stranger. 13 years in Mecca. Subhanallah. Look at this conversation. The people of Quraysh, they came to Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Definitely you know this hadith, just a reminder. And they told him, if your nephew, he want to be a king, we make him a king. He want money, we give him money. He want women, we give him women. What if he something happened to his brain, his mind, we give him doctors. But let him leave. Let him leave what he's believing, or we're going to kill him. Or we will kill him. Abu Talib, he went to his son, his nephew, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال يا ابن أخي, my nephew, إن قومك, now your family, they came to you and they told me so and so and so. So save me and save yourself. They want to kill us. And it's too much for me. I cannot do it anymore. That's what Abu Talib said to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's too much. And truly it's too much. Especially Abu Talib, he was not a Muslim. He's not a Muslim. But he's still protecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know what? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cried. As you know in this story. And when his tears drop, قال والله يا عماه لوضع الشمس في يميني والقمر في يساري على أن أترك هذا الأمر ما تركته أو أهلك دونه. So my uncle, by Allah, if they give me the sun in my right hand and the moon on my left hand to leave this matter, I would not leave this matter, or I rather to die. Allahu Akbar. See, my dear brothers and sisters, firm. He was weak. Prophet ﷺ weak. There is much in that. The Sahaba started to get killed one after the other. Embargo. Shi'ab ibn Abi Talib for 3 years. Embargo. You cannot deal with the Muslims anymore. You cannot speak to the Muslims. You feel this situation from some Muslim country is exactly the same? The stranger. Estrangement. See, my dear brother, that's what we're talking about. Yes. My dear brothers and sisters, in the Ta'if, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me go to Ta'if. Maybe they will give me some support. Ya Allah, when I read this story, and I read it, I teach actually at the university also, I teach the story of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the lessons we absorb. And when I come to the situation of a Ta'if, when he went to Ta'if, and those kids, they start to stone the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, start to stone the Prophet, and he was bleeding. He was bleeding. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised his hand to Allah and he said, Allahumma, Allahumma ilayka ashku da'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani 'ala an-nas ya arhamar rahimin. Only for you I complain. Only for you I'm telling you, I'm weak. I am weak. But you are the most merciful one. He said, Anta Rabbi al-Mustad'afina wa Anta Rabbi. You are the Lord of all those weak people, the poor, the needy people. And you are my Lord. إلى من تكلني? You lead me to whom? إلى بعيد يتجهمني? For those strangers to insult me? أم إلى عدو ملكته أمري? Or some enemies. And my family, they have become my enemy. And they are in control. And in the end, he's saying, telling Allah, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ بِكَ غَضَبٌ عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي يَا الله. Oh Allah, if you are not angry with me, if you are happy with me, not angry, then I care less. But your afiyah awsa, your mercy wider than all this. And he started to cry, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he left. Stranger. Anywhere he used to go, stranger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters, and also the Sahaba, they have this kind of love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, I like to call it intima' in Arabic language, belonging. They are belong to this deen, belong to this religion, belong to Allah, belong to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battle of Badr, you know, in the battle of Badr, the Sahaba 313 and the Kuffar 998, almost 1,000. And they have, the Kuffar, they have all kind of tools and equipment, a weapon. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have nothing almost. A horse, 4 camels, and they have 1,000 camels there. And the Sahaba hungry, and they are not in the military understanding. Doesn't make sense to the people, right or not? 313 with nothing, but with the stones and some sticks, and some Sahaba they want just like fight by hands. And those came with all kind of weapon. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he telling the Sahaba now, ashiru alayya ayyuha an-nas, shura, consultation, give me advice. And then al-Miqdad ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu stand up. Al-Miqdad, he's a muhajir. And he said, Ya Rasulullah. Now he's speaking on behalf of the muhajirin. But you know in the story, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he want to hear it from al-Ansar. See, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so intelligent. So intelligent. But al-Miqdad, قال يا رسول الله امضي لما أراك الله. Go, proceed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show you or told you to do. Just go. فنحن معك. We are with you. والله, by Allah, لا نقول لك كما قالت بنو إسرائيل لموسى اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنها هنا قاعدون. We're not going to tell you just like the people of Moses. They go and your Lord and fight, and we're going to sit here waiting for you. بل نقول لك يا رسول الله. Indeed, we're going to tell you, O Messenger of Allah, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا معكما مقاتلون. Go on your Lord and fight, and we will be with you. Then he said, اذهب. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, المقداد, he's telling the والذي بعثك بالحق, by the one he sent you with the truth. لو سرت بنا إلى برق الغماد لجالدنا معك من دون حتى تبلغها. If you climb those mountains, very hard mountains in Yemen, if you want to climb the mountains, we're going to climb the mountains with you. We're going to strive and climb the mountain with you. And we're going to fight, you will find us in your right side, in your left or left side, in front of you, behind you, protect you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he want the Ansar to speak now. And the Ansar, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال, you want us to speak, Ya Rasulullah? Yes, indeed, Ya Sa'd, I want you to speak. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, لقد آمنا بك وصدقناك. We believe in you, and we believe the truth about you. وشهدنا أن ما جئت به هو الحق. And we bear witness what we brought to us is the truth. وأعطيناك على ذلك عهودنا ومواثيقنا. And we give you our covenant and our promises. فامض امض يا رسول الله. Go, O Messenger of Allah. لما أردت ونحن معك. Go whatever you want to do and we are with you. والذي بعثك بالحق. By the one he sent you with the truth. لو استعرضت بنا هذا البحر فخطه لخطناه معك. ما تخلف منا رجل واحد. O Messenger of Allah, if you cross this sea, if you cross the sea, we will cross the sea with you. Not even one man will be behind. Look at this sense of belonging. And this is in their city. The people in Medina, they used to live in peace. But the Prophet ﷺ came and they make him live in war for 10 years. 10 years. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, we talk about the quality of the strangers. The quality of the stranger. نوعية الغريب. The quality of the stranger. This is what we're talking about. Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه, he was sitting with the Sahaba, remembering the time of Quraysh when they become Muslims. And he saw Bilal رضي الله تعالى عنه. And he said, Bilal, oh Bilal, you deserve this place to be Khalifa. And then they ask him, Bilal, why in the desert? In the desert. They torture you and torture you. Why you always said only Ahadun Ahad? Ahadun Ahad. Ahadun Ahad. And you know what Bilal answered? He said, and he said, because this is the only way, the only word I know about Tawheed. This is the only word. And I know they will be angry. If I know more than that, I will say it. See? Bilal is a stranger. He can say anything like Ammar, for example. He cannot take it. Right or not? That's the quality of the strangers. You know who was sitting there? Khabbab ibn al-Arat, he was sitting. Qala ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, do you know what happened to me? And before even he finished his statement, he showed his back. The back of Khabbab. And when Umar and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they saw the back of Khabbab, they cannot even look. Looks very, very bad. Burned and holes, literally holes in the back of Khabbab. And I said, what happened to you? Khabbab, what happened? And he said, Khabbab, كنت أعمل حدادا. I was iron smith or blacksmith. He used to make swords and arrows and spears. For a woman, he was a slave. And then that woman, Ummu Anmar, she found out about it, that he became Muslim. And she used to bring this, because to make a blacksmith, he make the iron very red, like fire, very, very burn, like fire, and making it smooth. And she used to bring this charcoal, and she put the charcoal in the top of his head and his back. She used to put the charcoal on his back. And you know what? He did not even say, ah, or ah. He said, because la uridu an urdi ghururaha. I don't want her, because she's so pride, so arrogant, I don't want her to feel good. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after that he passed by and he saw me like this. Qalas bir khabbab. Have patience, has sabr ya khabbab. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ansur khabbaba. Oh Allah, give victory for khabbab. Not even one day, the second day, this woman, she used to put the fire in the top of his head. What happened to her? She become have a madness. Like a seizure. And scream and scream and scream. And the only medicine, they used to bring the fire on the top of her head. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters, if somebody was unjust or unfair with you, leave it to Allah. I said, just leave it to Allah. Trust the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Do you know why? Listen to this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا Make exits. Every problem, every difficulty, every hardship, every sickness, every problem, regardless what the problem, Allah make exit for the problem. Fear Allah. This is the key. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, that's why we have to have this kind of love toward Allah. We are in need. We are in need. We have to fix the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to fix this relationship as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Abdullah ibn Hudhaf al-Sahmi radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. Abdullah ibn Hudhaf al-Sahmi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became a prisoner of war for the Romans. The emperor or the king of Rome, he really want to see a Sahabi. He want to see a Sahabi. Then when Abdullah ibn Hudhafa, he got arrested. And I know you know the story. What happened, my dear brothers and sisters? They told the king there is a Sahabi. There is one of the friends of Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, bring him. Bring him. Now conversation between Abdullah ibn Hudhafa al-Sahmi and the king. And he told him, هل لك أن تتنصر وأشركك في ملكي وسلطاني? What do you think if you become a Christian and I make you, I give you half of what my kingdom, what I own, I give you half. You become my partner. Speak to Abdullah, speak to someone else. My dear brother, the sister Abdullah, he said, لو أعطيتني ما تملك وجميع ما ملكته العرب على أن أرجع عن دين محمد طرفة عين ما فعلت. Say, if you give me what you own, everything you own, and what all the Arab owns, just to go back, to return back from the deen of Muhammad, blink of the eye. Blink of the eye, I will never do that. قال, تلك, I'll kill you. قال لك ذلك. What is the big deal? Kill me. And you know what? That man, he brought a pot, big pot with the boiling water. And he bring two prisoners. And he killed the prisoners in front of Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. To scare him. He did not even move. He felt sorry for them. And asked Allah for ta'ala. قال شهداء. شهداء. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, they tied him up. They tied him up. And he ordered the archer to shoot next to his hands and his legs just to scare him. And he did not even blink. He did not even blink. Now that's it. I get tired of this man. Go and kill him. Take him and kill him. Put him in that pot. That's it. He give up. But then Abdullah, in his way to the pot, they want to put him in the pot, he cried. When he cried, they told the king he cried. That means he felt sorry. He's afraid. قال أعيدوه. Bring him back. He came back. قال تنصر. Become a Christian here. قال لا. I'm not going to do that. قال لقد بكيت. You cry. قال I cry. Why? قال قلت لنفسي ستموت الآن يا عبد الله. I told myself you're going to die now. And if you die, what's going to happen? That's it. But I was wishing, if I have soul, ruh, spirit, I have soul equivalent to the hair of my body, and every soul to die for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, this man, he become more mad, more angry. He said, the city, he become everybody, he embarrassed him in front of everyone. قال, what about if you kiss my head and I release you? قال, if you, I kiss your head, you release me and you release all the prisoners. He make conditions. Imagine that. In that situation, make condition. قال, I release all the prisoners. And then he went and he kissed his head. My sheikh used to tell me he spit on his head. Allah knows best. But anyway, look at that sense of belonging. They are a stranger. They are a stranger. The quality of those strangers. That's what we
talking about? My dear brothers and sisters, you know Nasiba bint Ka'b, this woman, when I read about Nasiba bint Ka'b, I just said, she is superhero. They say this is a Superman and a Batman and a Spider-Man, they are heroes. They are their heroes. You know my hero? Nasiba. This woman, she's my hero. In the battle of Badr, of the Istakhullah, battle of Uhud, she was a nurse. And by the way, this woman, she fight all the fights with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the fights. And even after that, she's a shahida, by the way. And in the battle of Uhud, she saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come down in the hood, you know the story? And she saw the Prophet and all the archers just shooting, they want to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She had medicine. Her son, her husband, her brother, two sons, and two brothers, they fight in the battle of Uhud. She threw away the medicine. She jumped in the top of those disbelievers, and with a rock, hit in his head, and she killed him by rock. And she took the sword, and she tried to fight, protect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in that situation, in the hole, bleeding. He looked and watching that woman. God, who is doing something like this, Ya Umara? Who is the one doing this? May Allah give you rahmah, you and your family. Allah making dua, and Prophet ﷺ making dua in that situation, and he smiled. Kalmatu tuqina. Man yutiq man yutiqmatu tuqina, Ya Umara. Ya Allah. Suffering. And then Ibn Qumayya came and cut her hand. Her arm gone. Her hand. She fainted. But when she wake up, look at that. When she wakes up, She said, the first thing she asked, her husband and her kids and her brother fighting in the bedroom, and she said, you lost your son, one of your sons. She said, how is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And your husband died. She said, how is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And one of your brothers died. And she said, how is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And she yelled. And she said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's okay. But if he's okay, everything's easy then. Everything is Yahoo. Everything is easy. And my dear brother and sister, one of her kids, Habib ibn Zayd, the youngest one. You know Musaylim al-Kathab? The one he claimed that he is a prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent her son, Habib, to give message to Musaylim, to bring him back to the Islam. Musaylim al-Kathab, he brought the son, and he knew Habib, he knows what can happen to him, because Musaylimah is a false prophet, or is a liar, a big liar, and he knows they're going to kill him. But what did he do, my dear brothers and sisters? Musaylimah told Habib, radiallahu ta'ala, do you believe that Muhammad is messenger of Allah? Qala ashhad. I believe. Qala, do you believe I am also messenger of Allah? Qala la asma. I don't hear anything. He repeated again and again. قال أقتله. Again, you can kill me. He started. He cut his fingers. Say it. I am messenger of Allah. That means Musaylimah. قال أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. محمد رسول الله. And he cut his hand and his hand and both hands and his leg. He killed him step by step. Step by step. He can say it. And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala forgive him. Allah knows what in my heart. He can say that, my dear brothers and sisters, that we talk about the quality of the strangers in that situation. The quality of the stranger. You can make yourself excellent quality. And you can make yourself anything you want. But you choose to be a Muslim, then you choose your quality, inshallah. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, every Muslim now feels strange, even in the Muslim countries. Even in the Muslim countries. And always, the stranger always worry. You know what? Worry about the deen. Worry about the Islam. Worry about the Islam. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to share the last hadith when the time is running. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Yeah, حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. He says, a group of the Muslims, a group, a and I see those youth, they are the seed of the Islam in this country, inshallah. I travel all over the United States and I see the youth. I have part of the youth programs all over the country and Canada. And mashallah, they know what they are doing, mashallah. May Allah bless them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase their knowledge. And believe me, my dear brother and sister, I teach at a university called American Open University. Have many students, all of them, they have majors in different universities, like engineering and medical school, like attorneys and this, and they want also to study Sharia. This is the hope. I want you to be positive. I want you to look at that beautiful picture. There is the hope is coming. The hope is coming again with those youth, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, and you will see that. Islamic schools now, all over the country. Hundreds of Islamic schools across America. And those Islamic schools bringing excellent generation. They know La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And those group, they will come and they will be, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, one day, the leaders in this country. And they will. And I want you to have hope. Have hope. And believe me, when you have the hope and support also. Not only hope, you have to work hard. You have to work hard to support those youth, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. See, the time is running. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. And inshallah, maybe we'll meet again one day in this dunya, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بكتاب الله نتلوه صباحا ومساء كم تذاكرنا زمانا يوم كنا سعدا بكتاب الله نتلوه صباحا